Margie Driver joins us this morning. And got your grandson with us today, Joseph Summers, right, Joseph?
Yes, sir.
Glad you could bring her in today. Glad you could be here with us. And it's neat. We were looking up some stuff on the internet, just typed in the word Tallahassee, and found that you were there as one of the members of the International Poetry Hall of Fame. How long have you been in this organization?
Oh, about 6 years.
6 years. How long have you been writing poetry?
Ever since I was in high school.
No kidding. How many poems have you probably written over the years? Do you have any idea?
I've got about enough to have a book now.
Okay, you're going to try to put a book together of poetry?
Yeah.
What do you usually write about?
Everything.
Everything. I see a lot of it is around roses. If you brought something for us to listen to, what have you got?
I got that many.
Wow. Let's see. Can I look through those and just see them? Unbelievable. The book, Life in Roses, that's the one that you have on online there that I read myself. Someday, is there a particular favorite of yours? Of all the ones you've gotten, is there any one that
you
like?
I have a lot more, but I didn't have time hungry.
Is there one that's maybe your all-time favorite?
Do what now?
What's your favorite poem that you've done?
Well, I like What a Rose Can Say.
Yeah, that's online here, I see.
Yesterday and day. And let's see. And I like the Someday.
Mm-hmm. I see that one here. What does it take to get into the International Poetry Hall of Fame? Do you have to submit some poetry and they accept
you?
You
had to send a poem in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the International Society of Poet in Washington and read poetry to groups and all like that. We just learning how to do poetry and all, and had a big convention and everything like that. And every year they have a convention, they always invite me.
Well, that's neat. Do you go?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Would you mind reading one for us today?
Yes, I
Which one do you have?
I have What a Rose Can Say.
Okay. This is Margie Driver with What a Rose Can Say.
What a rose can say. A rose can say I love you and want you to be mine. A rose can say I thank you for being so very kind. A rose can say congratulations, whatever the occasion may be. A rose can say I miss you and wish you were here with me. A rose can say I'm sorry if I've hurt you in any way. A rose can say get well soon. May God bless you today. A rose can say, I wish you happiness in the best of each day. A rose can say farewell when someone goes away. A rose can say hello. I'm thinking of you today. There's just so many wonderful things that a rose can say. A rose can say goodbye when a loved one's laid to rest. No matter what there is to say, a rose can say it best.
Very touching. Amazing work that you do there. We appreciate you coming in today, Margie. I wish you well. And when do you think the book might be ready?
Well, I've got a lot of poems. I might could do it, you know, right soon.
Okay. Well, when you get it done, let us know. Well, I'd like to get a copy of that if I can.
Right.
And we'll try to promote it for you, as I know you'll have it out there available for sale, all right? And appreciate what you do at Walmart as a greeter, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming today. Margie Driver.